Welcome to another episode of Coffee Tigers. My name's Jose. I got my lovely wife, Sylvia, and my co-host, Angel, right here.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, what it do, Defuse?
And we got...
the infamous Anthony De La Rosa, returning guest and friend. Mm-hmm.
Going by the name now, Masapan Daddy.
Ah, there you go. We're on Instagram or what?
No, I don't know. I just came up with it right now.
So, Masapan, how are you?
I'm doing good.
This
I'm
is your third good. Show, Anthony.
Third show.
Third time's a charm.
You know, hearing the last two podcasts, I was like, I need to get the fuck back on this shit.
Mm. Bro, thank you for coming, man. For real.
Oh, like, thank you. Thank you, guys.
We're going to record in the studio with our bud Ace, and I think he has a show tonight, which we're not going to make. But
yeah, no, he was telling me that like he really needs to get a manager, and for one, I think it was to like manage his time and his shows and stuff because he like probably gets offered stuff and he says yes, but then like stuff comes up, and the second thing is his money, and he asked me, do you want to be my manager? I'm like, dude, I'm gonna steal all your money.
Oh, my God. Oh boy,
so yes, I'm down.
Like gas.
Yeah, so it's a big thing getting organized because Sylvia will tell you like every day she has to remind me about something that like, and before her I like to keep my schedule open. So, like, if Friday comes around, like, all right, let's see what I get myself into, you know?
Got it.
So, like, I always had that mindset of, like, just keeping everything open. But then, like, stuff comes up, like, shows and stuff, and, like, you have to get the tickets way ahead of schedule. So then the day pops up, and you're like, fuck.
Like, exactly like that.
That was, like, fucking perfect. Fuck, I'm going to show. Fuck.
Anthony, our first time we had you on, we went to your house in your backyard.
That is correct.
And then last time you were here, we had like a seance going on.
You had a tarot reading?
Hey, dude, that shit was spot on for me.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Me too.
I remember.
But oh, shit. Catch us up, bro. What you been up to?
Working.
You had started a new job, right?
I'm still at where I'm at. I'm a IT manager.
Yeah, that's it.
And the guitar stuff's going good. There's some groups that I'm working with right now and just kind of like revamping that.
Yeah. Anybody you can tell us about or?
As of right now, not necessarily.
Besides Jose? Jose's bass?
I have this other group that I work with. You've seen them do, they're like a cover band, but they do other stuff. I was telling Sylvia that I found out that they wrote like the theme song for that Spectacular Spider-Man cartoon.
Yeah, that's
so dope. But yeah, I got some other stuff coming up and just, you know, I'm just trying to get the, you know, everything trickling. Mm-hmm. I have some stuff I'm working on, like things that I'm trying to, you know, you want to be innovative about things and like, what can I make that somebody out here can't go buy or, you know what I mean? So I've got into a lot of CAD work lately. And so knowing how to like, I guess, build like 3D models or CNC type things from scratch, that's been really helpful lately.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to incorporate everything that I've been learning into one thing. And I've been working a lot with Linux and stuff lately. So I'm trying to incorporate all that in. Like, I want to make like nerdy ass guitars and shit. Yeah.
Your 3D printer game has gotten pretty hard, bro. I see the shape make.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm like, damn, bro. That's what's up.
See that Batfleck fucking head I made?
Yeah, it's just hard, dude. I want a helmet or something for like one that fits my head. Like,
tell me what you want.
When we had Camacho on, we all put on those fucking stormtrooper hats. And I was like, I want one that actually fucking fits.
You want a stormtrooper?
I don't know, like a Batman would be cool or something cool.
Or like,
man.
Boba Fett? Like
a Boba Fett one or
MF
something
Doom?
Dope. MF Doom would be sick.
Yeah. I'm going to do a fucking White Ranger one soon.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Dude, you met some of the Power Rangers before?
I met JDF before he passed.
JDF? Man, so you guys sad, are on it?
I went in line for like 8 hours for that shit. That's worth every second, yeah.
Bro, I fucking grew up with the Power Rangers, so
I think we all did.
Dude, that shit was so fucking sad, dude.
So, like, when the Power Rangers came about, my sexual awakening was happening.
Yeah. All right.
So, like, are you talking about Kimberly?
Hang on.
Pink Trini, yeah.
So like, we're kicking it at the lunch table in elementary, and one of the homies was just like, "Hey, did anyone else get hard for Kimberly?" Oh my God.
I should not have taken a sip of coffee when you said that.
Yeah, so I was like, "Yeah, bro, me too."
Yeah, super de duper, man.
She was hot.
Yeah, Amy Jo Johnson.
Yeah. Wait, she's alive. She's probably
She's alive.
Yeah, the Yellow Rangers who passed away.
She is so alive that they just came out with like a new series of comic books that she wrote.
Oh.
Whoa. And it's like a takeoff, like, I guess, another universe of, like, the Power Rangers Still Alive or whatnot.
Dope.
Nice.
And it's fucking fire.
Bro, I know her and Tommy
banged.
Oh, I'm pretty
sure, dude. I know they Tommy was handsome.
Angel paused like he wasn't going to say it, but he was just like building it up for emphasis.
Dude, when I fucking met him, I was like, when I saw him, I'm like, God damn, like, this was fucking
like, you smashed the pink one, huh? You smashed the pink one and the yellow one, huh? And the black one.
Even the blue one.
Even the blue one. Huh?
the lame nerd, Billy.
Billy's cute, bro.
Even, what's her name? The bad girl? The bad...
fucking Rita.
That blew tap Rita twice.
She's like... Rangers, I'm fucking taking it.
Yeah, and the fucking putties ran a trade on her too.
I was like, why are they so mean to Rita? Just because she's Chinese? Was she Chinese, guys, or Filipino?
I think she was.
Oh,
and then the OG one passed away though. And then
there's like, R.I.P.
Oh, damn,
original damn. Rita. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I fucking love Power Rangers. I remember like during Christmas time, you know, like Ross gets like their stock of shit. Like all the toys.
Yeah.
So I found out that they're selling like a Lord Zedd, like actual size helmet.
Oh,
I went to seven fucking Rosses just to find that shit, right?
That's
and then I went to the one by my house. I avoided that one. So I went to the one by my house and I didn't see anything. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get in line. Fucking found it right there, dude.
That's what's up.
You know how much fucking gas.
Dude, Lord Zedd, that fool fucking changed the game when that fool came on the show, bro.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know the building that his head was on top of?
Uh-huh.
There's a spot here in L.A. Like, I drive all over the city, everywhere, and I saw it. I'm like, oh, shit, that's Lord Zedd building right there. I think it was a church, though.
Oh, man.
Or something like that. It looked exactly like it.
Is there a fucking DJ called Lord Zedd or some shit?
There he is. Lord Zedd's dead?
And then Zedd's dead. Yeah.
Oh.
Better get him on here.
Zedd's dead. I don't think we can, right?
I don't. We'll try. Just DM him. Why not?
Anything's possible, guys.
So but that's in reference to Pulp Fiction, I think. Yeah, it is, right?
Zedd's
dead. Zedd's dead.
Zedd's dead, baby.
Yeah, so like there's a scene in Pulp Fiction I work with a lot of young people. I'm one of the oldest persons there. And I told them, like, have you seen Pulp Fiction? They didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. So I'm like, you got to watch it,
everybody's
bro.
Like, okay, boomer.
Why don't you die already?
I'm so fucking tired of that saying, man.
Yeah, we're not even boomers.
I know, dude. Trust me, my boy tells me that shit all the time. I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
I'm a millennial.
Somebody called, bro. Tito called me that once. I was like, what the fuck? What is that?
What?
I boomed that culo, fool.
Oh, it might be an episode title. Right there.
Potential working episode title.
Ooh, I'm on it.
I'm going to boom that culo.
Sounds like a reggaeton song.
But yeah, no, even with like, have you noticed like, dude, like I was, when I first started working where I work at, there's this girl there. She was probably about 25 and she fucking asked me, tell me about 9/11. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my God. You should have pleasure her.
She wanted me to explain it to her. And you know what, man? You know what I noticed? That nowadays these kids, they fucking make fun of that shit. Like,
oh, yeah. It's a joke.
Bro, and
it's
these like, fools are fucking heartless, bro.
Yeah, dude.
My type of people. Well, I
mean, they've grown up since kindergarten with school shootings. Yes. You'd have dark humor, too. You'd have gallows humor, too, wouldn't you?
My mind has been open. Yeah, I'm like, dude, like my son be saying some crazy shit. I'm like, what the fuck you saying right now?
How old is your son now?
12.
Oh, he's in
dude,
the
I remember
prime.
He was a little baby, bro.
Punk-ass kid.
Crazy.
When you
look at your son now, like, does that shit trip you out or...
Oh, yeah, dude. All the
like
time.
How fast time flies.
Oh, yeah.
Used to live in my balls.
Yeah, he was swimming all right there.
Oh, my God.
It's a boy.
Sylvia. What the fuck?
Sorry,
that's a potential working title right there.
Chappelle
he used to live
quote.
In my balls. Okay.
Come on in.
My son's head all popping out my pee hole.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Dad.
You told me.
Hey, there.
That was so good, Sylvia.
You were number one out of millions of my jizz.
Don't tell me you can't
like
do
you were
it.
The
you're,
one.
The, you're the main
You were the one, son. Remember. All Lion King and shit.
I get it now.
Remember. Sometimes I'll be like sitting in my car. I'll be like, remember.
You're like, fuck, I just remember that shit right now. But, yeah. No, yeah, it trips me out. I'm like, what the fuck?
What grade is he in now?
He's in sixth grade.
Puberty. Yeah. Puberty stage.
Middle school.
Do you fucking
magic
everywhere? Yeah. I don't go in his... I don't lay on his bed or anything.
Nope.
Like it's a cardboard in there.
But it's crazy seeing like the trends come back, you know? And yeah, they're all fucking Deftones out now. But he was ahead of the curve, you know? So
oh, yeah.
You ever forever. Like, hey, you fucking poser?
Yeah, no, you'll have kids rolling up with their shirts. And I was telling Sylvia that I went to storage not too long ago. I found all my old shirts.
That's what's
so up. He's rolling with the fucking, you know, fucking tour shirts from then.
That's what's up.
And yeah, and a lot of stuff, you know? So it's like, they're like, where'd you get that from? Like, I had one, like a Linkin Park shirt from like 2000 when they did the first Project Revolution.
Whoa.
So it's like Linkin Park, Edema, Cypress Hill.
Damn, Edema. And wasn't that the singer's fucking cousin, Jonathan Davis?
Oh, is this half-brother?
Half-brother, oh. Okay. Oh.
And yeah, so his teacher was like, whoa, that's, you know.
That's taking it back.
You know, and he's like, oh, it's my dad. Yeah, but it was like, yeah, from that time. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. And it's like, yeah, you know, I got some cool shit, man.
Hell yeah.
Dude, so, you can sell that shit on eBay and make bang, bro.
I've thought about it.
Like some old vintage Deftones shirts, bro, they run like a grand, dude.
Oh, I do. Imagine how much I'll get for my fucking windbreaker.
Yes.
That, never
that
sell
OG
that.
OG red one? Never sell it, bro.
Not you that have, one.
You That Which has one? To go in a will.
The Sacto one or the Sacto one?
That one.
Yeah. Dude, I saw
stuff that was, I had oh, stuff sorry. That was autographed by everyone. And I think my mom just saw it, like, "Es pinche ropa vieja."
She's like, scribbled all over your shirt.
Get that done.
I have the
Deftones, like my uncle said.
I have that Coors Light shirt they had. You remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that.
And I have a VIP pass on there.
Oh, sick.
And then it's autographed by all of them. I have Chi on there. I have all
you
of them.
You still have all this stuff?
I have it, yeah. Damn. And it was funny because I think that one I got done at the Family Values Tour.
Oh shit!
And
taking it back right
dude,
there.
So I fucking bought like these.
Wait, the first one or the second one?
2006. So like I guess yeah.
When they came back with Korn,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I remember I was at that.
That's
one
not the first
fucking
one, but
Bury
yeah.
Your Dead and all
yeah,
them.
Yeah, Bury Your Dead was hard.
And
bro.
So I got these passes off eBay and shit, right? So they let me and my cousin in, right? They're like, "All right, cool. We're on stage, fucking seeing the bands play and shit, right?"
Yeah.
And then we're hanging out with fucking Chino and all there, hanging out with Chi. Dude, we're hanging out with Chi. That dude is super fucking tight to hang out with because he, like, took the time. Him and Abe, they'll take the time. They'll hang out with you. I remember he would explain all the shirt designs and shit. And then Abe showed us his fucking snare, and it was, like, different, like, vagina shots of different chicks.
Whoa.
From Abe's the shit, man.
And then after a while, the security guard's like, "Hey, those aren't the badges for back here. And they're going to kick us out." I'm all like, "Whoa, man. We came back here like 10 fucking times.
Yeah.
And your guys let us through. Like, how we stay here for that long?" And thought, "This is for the Coors VIP area." So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, "Dude, I'm like 17. How the fuck am I going to be in that area?" You know what I mean?
So the guy was
like, "Get out of here." So he didn't kick us out, but
yeah,
it was still cool, you know?
You know how you were saying that she was like cool to hang around with and stuff, and that he's very like welcoming. There's a skate video called Yeah Right by the girl team skateboards, and one time me and my friend, we used to skate all over like USC
Hollywood.
Area
more Hollywood.
We're bringing it back to the last
this story is gonna get gay.
Yes.
So it was like a Wilshire area, so we take the bus. He lived around there, and then one time we took the bus. And we see, like, people trying to bus, like, on a, like, 15-stair rail. And we're, like, fucking pros. So we get off the bus all quick. We run there. And it was the whole team. It was Paul Rodriguez. Like, I think Eric Costin was there. Rick McCrank. Brian Anderson. So, like, everyone, like, we're just there. Like, little-ass kids just kicking it. And then, like, they all kind of pass us. They don't know what to say. They're, like, the fucking weird-ass kids like that. But Brian Anderson, the last guy, he was like, "What's up, guys?" Like, he was very welcoming, you know? And he came out maybe like a few years later as gay. And I think like just because he knows what it's like to be an outcast in society, he kind of is more welcoming. Or at least that's what I felt, you know?
Got it.
Yeah. Kick flips.
Are you trying to tell me something about G or something?
No, just like maybe not that he was like, gay.
May he rest in peace.
Like I always saw Chi as like from like the videos I would see back in the day as a kind of the unifying glue of the group.
Oh, I think so, man.
Yeah, because he was very like I think Steph and Chino would bump heads, and then like Chi kind of like would make fun of the situation and just like, "Hey, it's not that big of a deal, guys."
Yeah, no, she was cool as fuck, man.
Yeah, he was.
R.I.P.
Yes.
Cheers to Chi.
Cheers
to you, Doug, and for Chi Chang.
Same.
Chi Chi's Chang. And Mama J, if you're listening, you know, cheers to you too. I haven't spoken to her in a while, but
thanks for the coffee, Jose.
I know
the coffee tigers.
Good.
Are back to drinking coffee.
Chat up for a second. I gotta charge the computer.
Uh-oh.
Can we still talk or?
Yeah.
Are we still recording? Oh, okay.
Cool.
Oh shit! Hurry up. Oh, so we were talking about skating. I think it's the shut off.
We're talking about skating and shit, but I saw P-Rod a while back at this little park in. I think it's Glendale. It's off of Colorado, mm-hmm. behind the Golden Road right here.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, and there's like a skate park there, but I play handball there. But he was there, and my buddy's like, oh, that's fucking P-Rod. And I was like, oh, that's fucking Paul Rodriguez's kid, right?
Yeah, it is. The comedian.
That fool was cool as fuck. My buddy was all like starstruck because he's like grew up on him and stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was super nice. He took pictures of all of us. And then like back in the day, I went to Somerville High School, and back in the day, that high school has a lot of staircases and stuff, like 10 stairs, like 11. So a lot of skaters would go there, and I would play handball on the weekends, and I saw Eric Costin there, Tony Hawk, Rodney Mullen was there once, and, you know, off those fucking 10 set of 10 stairs or whatever the fuck, kick flipping and whatever.
Yeah, I really got to give it up to, like, LAUSD janitors.
Yes.
The janitors, like, they're very cool to, like, let the because, like, skateboarding keeps people out of trouble that want to like go like just kicking on the streets. Like, you're just so like the janitors are just like, most of the time they don't give a fuck. They're like, all right, they're skating, you know, they're like it's not that big of a deal.
Some people get fucking pissed, huh?
Yeah,
it's like, chill out,
bro. If I was a janitor, I'd be smoking weed with these little assholes, bro. I'd be like, come here, puto, come here.
I'd be like, you guys want to get into the little trash can with the wheels on it and try skating that?
Yes.
We'll push it off the 15 steps right here.
I saw a video where like one of the janitors are like, all right, you guys can skate here, but you're going to paint it after. So afterwards,
make
like,
you do a chore.
Yeah, they're like, they were there with the buckets of paint, just painting the whole curve and shit.
Respect. That's a solution right there.
Yeah, it'd be worth it, right? Like, if you're going to, like, get footage for a video and make money off of it, why not?
Hey, he's all fucking down. He's like, yeah, you guys could fucking skate here. They skate, they get hurt. That foot, like, takes off. Fuck this.
I didn't see that shit, right? But you could do it, though.
I said, no.
You know, I don't remember the names of a lot of kids I went to elementary school, but I do remember my janitor. You guys remember your janitor from elementary? Mine was Mr. Jimmy. He was very cool. He always had to be picking up kids' throw up.
Oh, I thought you were going to say deep throw. I was like, what the fuck?
I didn't go to that school.
Yes, I will pick up mom up. Oh my God.
Elementary, man. I remember I pissed myself in elementary once.
Hell, really?
Yeah, I was. My mom worked at elementary that I went to, though. But
did you drink too much chocolate milk or something?
I don't know, but, you know, we were young as fuck. Apple like, juice was a shit. Probably something like that. But, yeah, I had to pee, and, yeah, I just, you know, all over myself. Good times, man.
Good times.
I remember I was in like, I think I was in kindergarten, and you know those ABC mats and shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
This one dude, fucking this one kid, he got up, dude, fucking little piece of shit on the floor.
Oh my God! Yeah, no,
a little piece of shit on the floor, dude. He's like, it wasn't me, but there was like a perfect rip behind his pants.
Oh my God!
It was me.
It wasn't me. But yeah, dude, I remember.
The pants give him away.
I remember I bit somebody, or somebody bit me. Somebody bit me, left some teeth marks on my arm.
Shit.
Because I teased him, I think. I can't remember his name, but.
Hey, man. Fucking
fucker had some big ass ears. Sucks, man. Yeah, but good times, man. And then, oh, dude, my elementary was the school from fucking Cary.
Oh, the original Cary.
Morningside Elementary.
Nice.
If you look it up, you can see it, but it looks like a fucking university now. But back then, it was like not as developed and shit. But. The bathroom was scary because they used to be the Bloody Mary shit. In
hey,
there.
Y'all think Carrie was right in killing all those people?
Yes.
They were all.
She was justified. It was pig's blood.
Fuck it.
Yeah, I know. You get mad AIDS if you get pig's blood in an orifice in your hand or something, bro.
What if she had opened her eyes and gotten the blood in her eyes?
Dude, mad pink eye, bro. Pink eye.
Technically. Wait, remind me. How did she kill them again?
She's got like the telekinetic powers, right?
Technically.
So she just starts throwing electricity at them? I can't remember.
Yes.
telekinesis and really the culo.
It was an act of God.
Well, that's kind of like school shootings, right? It's it's like people like get picked on and like.
Yeah, she got bullied. Yeah.
And then like they take a gun to school.
Assaulted. Dude, that's what I always tell my kids. I was like, hey, Aiden. Don't be a little punk, right? He's like, no, Dad. No, like, for reals.
Hey, dude, tell him, like, you can fuck people up, but don't take a gun to school.
No, like, my boy, I love my boy, but, like, he says nowadays, like, these kids are fucking ruthless. Yeah, if you hear them playing on Fortnite, the shit they say, I'm like, even telling like, dude, what the fuck are you saying right now?
What are they saying?
Dude, they're saying
what do they
racist
say?
Racist stuff?
Dude, yeah.
Homophobic stuff?
Everything. Yeah. Wow. Everything. I'm telling you, I'm like, if his mom heard, fuck.
I mean, you fools have played Halo before, right? Back in the day?
No, so, do they say some weird ass shit?
No.
Well, I just got the gamer tag from my coworker, and I'm kind of scared to log on.
Dude, I played with Rick before, bro, and it just, he's like, you want to talk shit to fools? And I was like, yeah, I got this. And then people, I fucking felt ashamed, though.
You ever go, on the party line back in the day and talk shit?
I remember the party line.
Wow,
yes.
Party line.
I was never confident in
you go out there, you're like, fuck you too, fuck you first.
Like, hey, my dad needs some company tonight.
Dude, I remember I was in, when I was in high school, it was like my first, second period class, right? We had this teacher named Mr. Hines, fucking chill ass black dude, right? Every time we'd come in, he was playing like videos that he recorded off BET and shit.
Dope.
So that was going on. Dude, that fool would fucking smoke blunts in class. No bullshit.
That's what's up.
Whoa.
We had a closet, like, you know, where you hang up your coats. He would let the fucking students go in there and just fucking, like hotbox that shit.
That's what's up.
And then we'll tell him, hey, we're going to go to McDonald's, hop the fence and go, right?
And he'd then, be like, bring me back an egg McMuffin, like, please.
Bring me back some fries, motherfucker.
And then
it's almost 10:30. Get the breakfast.
I remember he was like, when it was time for grades, he was like, what grade do you want? I'm like, give me a B+, because I got an A. Fuck, that'd be too curious. You know, they'll be too curious about that shit, you know?
You're not greedy.
My dad knows I'm dumb. Don't be like that.
Don't give me an A+.
No, hey, my dad, fucking guy, I make guitars. He fucking, hey, build this deck back here and shit. So, you
that's
know, like,
up.
Where we did, you know, where we hung out right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. Fucking did that.
Hell yeah, that's
so that's why I'm like, no, I do less, you know what I mean? But so this fool was like, hey, guys, I want to show you fucking pictures, come here. So he has fucking pictures.
Oh my god.
He's like, it's my daughter, she's at work, she's fucking stripper, dude. Oh my god. I swear to god, dude. So we're all, what the hell? Yeah, dude, it was crazy ass time.
Then it's
he
like got fucking caught, Terry,
like, he got caught like 2 years later and they fired him.
Oh my god.
No.
Yeah, but yeah,
those Mr. are the Ryan, teachers dude. You need in school, bro.
Wow, we all could have used someone like that.
Yes. He's all fucking smoking. What grade you want? Give me a B+.
I had some questionable teachers growing up, man, in junior high and high school, man.
I think we all did,
yeah,
right?
Dude, I was like, what the fuck?
I had this one teacher, and she was getting sexually like catcalled by one of the students. She was like bending over one time, and one of the students saw like, he was talking to his friends like, ay, mira que rico se mira. And I'm like, oh shit! Like,
no mas.
So he got sent to the principals because of that, and then like they wanted us to rat, so like they took us to a room and they're like, well, what happened? And I'm right there with my like fucking like 12-year-old ass. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do. So like I didn't know the guy, so like I just wrote what happened. And I felt bad after. I'm like, fuck, I ratted on this
school. Oh, my God.
But nothing happened. Like,
he didn't learn a lesson or
nothing? Yeah, no, like, he came back, like, in a week.
Bro, my junior year, there was a fucking narc that used to sit next to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this bitch just looks old as fuck. You're not a fucking junior, man. And she was like, oh, you know where I can get some fucking weed? I was like, yeah, I know a bunch of them.
Were you like, when you'd walk into class, were you like, good morning, officer? And she'd look, and you're like, I knew it.
I'd be like, what's
it.
Up? Fucking narc.
She's in there with her FUBU shirt.
Yeah, dude. No, like, you know, short skirt, fucking like her. You can see it in her face. Like,
what's
she's
up,
like much older
kids?
Than us, bro. You know, she didn't look like the girls. And
nah,
junior,
dude,
like,
I've heard some fucking stories Botox. Where like yeah. this hot ass like cop goes into high school and she like picks on a dweeb and is like, hey, do you want
to
like get some weed and then
you
we
know
go
where
on
to
a
get
date?
Some heroin?
Yeah, and then the kid wants to get laid. So he's all like, yo, let me get some weed. And then he goes buy some weed. And then the girl's like, all right, here's some money for the weed. And the kid's like, no, you don't have to pay me. Like, I just want to hang out. Yeah. And then the cop's like, no, you need to take the money. And he takes it, and then he gets arrested.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked up, dude.
That is baiting.
Every fucking
that is entrapment.
Yeah, like, you fucking put a hot-ass chick in school that's 25 years old, and like, every kid wants to get laid in there. Mm-hmm. And then, like, just to fucking, like, get him in trouble and shit, you know?
This chick was cool. She used to talk to me all the time. And I'm like, oh, like, cool. Like, she wants to be my friend, you know? And then she's like, oh, yeah, we're going to get some weed. I'm like, bitch, no one says weed. Everybody says bud or chronic or some shit.
Indo.
Or yeah, something like that. Nobody says weed, bud. Like,
fucking bring her oregano.
Dude, 2 weeks later, bro, she's not in there anymore. And then we found out later that she was an narc, and it was like one of the biggest busts in our school, bro.
In fucking
like 20 right. kids got arrested in high school, dude. And I'm probably responsible for half of that shit. Because I was like, yeah, my homie.
did I tell you?
I was like, fuck.
Like an angel.
I don't know if I talked about it. If I did, I don't know. You guys have good memory. But did I tell you about like this fucking like murder incident that happened in my school?
No, and we would have
came down to a fucking, like, it was like a drug bust type
shit. Wait, did you listen to the last episode where we were talking about murderers?
I think so. Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
These schools are affiliated.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know murderers too?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I got a story.
Tell us your murderer story.
Yes,
tell us.
And then I got a story about fake Michael Jordan's dad too.
Do it. Yeah. Go for it.
All right, so the murder one, right? So we'll say his name is Trish Murray. Sounds like it.
Trish Murray.
Or let's see. Miss Curry. There we go. Curry. So this dude, I think he just got released. It's already been like 15 to 18 years. But he was a dealer, and he did at our school. And I guess he was selling it to one of these students, and they had it like set up where they robbed him pretty much.
Oh.
So a couple days later, he went and fucking killed both of them. But the day before that happened, right, I had this band undone. We were done though. That was badass time though, I'll tell you that. So we're rehearsing because the talent show is coming up and shit, right? So I just had practice. I'm like, I'm gonna go to 7-Eleven, I'm gonna get me some fucking Cool Ranch Doritos and a Coke. Yes. And come back, right?
Yes.
So we had this jet ski in my garage, right? So I go into the garage once I get back, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go drum for a little bit. That fool's in my fucking jet ski sitting, right?
Oh my God.
And let alone, like, he will never, it'll just be in passing, you know what I mean? Not like, he wouldn't just fucking hang out with me. And my grandma's like, oh yeah, your friend's here. I was like, man, where the fuck you let this guy in, right?
Like,
nothing,
definitely my
nothing
friend.
Happened yet. Just, that's when I started knowing, like, he was selling and dealing and shit, so I didn't really want to associate with him. And he still has my fucking Korn Pirate Ghost DVD. Fuck. I want that shit.
Chris, give it back, you coward.
Like you're out now, Trish. Fool. I mean, you could just leave it in a corner somewhere. Don't come to my pad.
Put it in the street.
He's like the biggest copy to your fan.
Put it in the street you did the murder at.
Exactly. And I know it was you.
And I'm not laughing about murder, though.
No, we're really sad. But anyway, go on.
So, yeah, so he's fucking on my fucking jet ski in the dark. Turn the lights on.
Oh, my God.
Dude, hi, Anthony. I'm like, what the fuck? Hey, man, I'm just going to jam out, you know.
Jet ski in the dark.
I kept it really cool.
Sea-doo in the dark.
So the next day, you know, we get out of school early. It's like an early day. And, you know, we're jamming out. And then you hear a copter just going, right? And we're like, what the fuck? So, like, dummies, we run towards the area. And we see a fucking ambulance is out. They have it all taped off. Mm-hmm. And then you're Chris Murray. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
We'll edit that out.
Chris Murray.
It's been more than 10 years. We're cool.
Okay.
And then they're like, come out with your hands up and shit, you know? And we're like, what? Chris Murray, like, that motherfucker was on my jet ski last night.
Oh, my God.
He was in my house.
Fucking wild, dude. So that was that story.
He was going to kill you, but he's like, I can't kill the guy with the chest.
I know, bro.
Oh, that would be
like, grandma let me in.
That'd be fucked up. That's too fucked
up. She's making cookies and shit.
He was like, bro, I was gonna kill you.
I was
gonna off you, dog, but you got that good jet ski, dog.
It's a Sea-Doo. That's exactly what I said.
It
wasn't a Sea-Doo, it was a Yamaha.
Oh, nah, damn it.
You got that Costco Yamaha, man. Bro.
I got a Yamaha piano too. Yes. No, I don't. But yeah, that was that fucking story. It was wild. We're like, what the hell? It was crazy because you're like, whoa, what the fuck, man? Like, you know, and yeah, you just seen them like wheeling
the kids out.
And then like the parents went to the school and were running around the school all crazy, crying and shit. It was wild.
What?
But that talent show a couple days later was the shit, man. Let me tell you, I fucking killed it.
You brought
man.
The house down.
I literally did.
You guys were a Hall & Oates cover band, or what?
No, I think honestly, we're like a Metallica cover band.
Yeah, yeah. What's up?
Fucking
hell
Master of Puppets. Before fucking Stranger Things, we did Master of Puppets.
Darkness, imprisoned.
But yeah, dude, that's
can you tell?
No, that is Creed.
Wrong band. I'd be seeing fucking videos of Creed right now, fucking rocking, bro.
Hey, you feel like you get like fucking a sensation. Like,
I do.
I get pumped.
When I do that cover.
You
I'm
fucking
like,
do the fist and shit. You're like, oh,
I got that Christianity.
The power of Christ got that coursing through my veins.
In my dick.
Anyway, please tell us a story about Michael Jordan's dad.
Okay, yes, Michael Jordan's fake dad.
Oh, right. Fake dad.
Fake dad. Space Jam. That's a good word. Remember Space Jam?
Michael Jordan's fake dad.
What are you going to do next, son? I'm going to fly. That dude. Right? He came out in like one of those Chicago SVU type shit.
Oh, oh that's God. He was like in Chicago Fire? Or?
And he came out on Fast and the Furious. Okay. He was one of the cops. There.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
And so we're going to like an aunt's house and... you know, we go in and we'll just say the wife's cousin was there and she goes, oh, look, this is my cousin's other cousin. And I met her for the first time. I'm like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. And she's like, oh, this is my boyfriend. I'm like, is that Michael Jordan's dad? It was right there. She's like, oh, shit, that's Michael Jordan's dad. It fucking is Michael Jordan's dad. Are you Michael Jordan's dad? I'm Michael Jordan's dad. And then that's the story about fake Michael Jordan's dad. So we're hanging out with him all night, just drinking beers and shit. And he was all chill and shit.
He was cool as shit?
Oh, yeah, he was super cool. It's funny because he's all older. He's like 60, like mid, late 60s. And this chick was all like 24.
That's good for him.
Good job.
He's like, yeah, we're going to Atlanta tomorrow.
He's like, my boy Mike, though.
And that story with fake Michael Jordan's dad. But it was just weird.
Let's say it was Michael Jackson.
You're just walking in, you're like, what the fuck? That Michael Jordan's dad?
My cousin. I think she's my tia. I don't know, but she dated Daryl Strawberry back in the day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Daryl.
Damn, Daryl Strawberry, that shit.
Daryl.
Mets legend, Dodger legend.
Yeah.
And famous crack cocaine user.
Yes. I was like.
And born again Christian.
Yeah, when I think about him, I think about that Simpsons episode where they all come out.
Oh, yeah.
All the baseball players.
Yeah, he's
Daryl. And he fucking starts crying and shit.
He's like, it just falls right off their back.
He's like, I have feelings too and shit.
He's just crying.
Jose looks lost.
He's like, who's Daryl Strawberry?
Jose, who the fuck is this strawberry motherfucker?
Is that a fruit? I don't know.
Jose's like, fuck strawberries, man.
Baseball player.
I fuck with grapes.
He just had a heart attack, you guys. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, he just had like a massive heart attack. He's fine, though.
Massive, though.
Cholesterol boys. Woo! Right here, homie.
All the freaking crack he did.
Mad population.
I just bought some mushroom coffee.
No way. What kind?
It's called Rise.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to like bring down your cholesterol. I was feeling like shit one day, and I was just going on my phone. I'm like, this is, like, you know, the Rise algorithm.
Hit them up.
The algorithm knows you better than you know yourself.
Oh yeah.
And they're like, you look a little down.
The algorithm does know you.
The fucking algorithm knows me better than my own mom. So like I was just, and then like I was thinking maybe I have high cholesterol, and then like I get an ad. Drink mushroom coffee because it'll like bring down your cholesterol. So I haven't tried it yet, but and I've been feeling better, drinking a lot of water, skipping meals, kind of like fasting.
Yes.
So man, you come in here with like two 24 tall boys of Nas energy drink.
Time to get nasty. It's nasty time.
My manager back in there used to like drink the 5-hour and all that until like he started going cockeyed.
Side effects.
Is that what they're going to say? He just got poked in the eye with a cock. Let's be for real.
Oh my God.
Boink.
One time I drank two of my 10 hours.
Dude, one time
you do the math. I need like 15 hours.
I was awake for 24 hours.
You remember when Deftones were gonna do Smoke Out? When they did Smoke Out?
Yeah.
So when I was working at this Alley Fitness in Glendora, the dude who ran Gorilla Union would always come in, and he would bring us fucking Crunk energy drinks, right?
Pomegranate. Oh my God!
Pomegranate was a shit, right?
I forgot about Crunk energy drinks.
I would open 3 a.m. So and then I would go to MI to do guitar stuff. And so I was tired, man. So I fucking popped open one, right? I got like seven in. I got seven in, dude. Seven little motherfuckers, right?
Oh, my God.
And I'm like talking fast. I'm like talking like this. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, my boss comes in. He's like, are you okay?
You're like the Micro Machines guy?
He's like, yes. You look really white right now.
Oh, my God.
You should sit down. I'm like, I'm cool, man. I'm cool, cool. And then he looks at the can, and it says, do not consume more than one a day.
Oh.
I had seven of them motherfuckers.
Dude, it's like the... with cannabis, there's a lot of restrictions as they go. When the energy drinks started coming out, there was probably like no restrictions.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
It's like, let's put like 40 cups of coffee into 12 ounces.
Why not?
Crazy.
Just put like 500 milligrams of caffeine or whatever.
I would go to Hooters with my uncle and I'd have fucking Monsters and crab legs. And I think about that shit now, I'm like, how the fuck, how the fuck my stomach handled that shit back then?
Oh my god. Straight up diarrhea.
Monster the crab leg.
Hey, that sounds fucking good right now, though. Crab legs? Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shit.
Does what was that?
Every time at work, I'll go on the fucking walkies.
Yeah.
And I'll just go out. And then everyone started fucking busting up. Like, what is that shit? And it was funny because in my head, I was thinking, like, oh, that's the sound of the fucking aliens from Signs, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But no, they're like, it sounds like somebody's licking a vagina.
That's what I thought.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Like, it sounded like macaroni in the pot right now.
I was
now.
Thinking fucking like
someone's
sci-fi.
Eating my cooler right now. Jose's like, what the fuck?
Hey, what was hey, coffee and Nas? Fuck.
I need Nas.
You guys are both on that right now, though, right? You guys both. Well, I took a decaf.
We're straight nasty right now.
So I gave fucking Anthony four shots of espresso.
Oh, this is
and he
go
has
well.
The tall boy of hey,
are you fucking oh for real?
Can you take me
higher? I saw this TikTok today, and it was fucking. If you go on the Winnie the Pooh ride, right? There's. Have you been on the Winnie the Pooh ride?
No. All right,
so if you go on the Winnie the Pooh ride,
where is this Disneyland?
Disneyland. Okay. And there's this scene where there's a spot where it's Winnie the Pooh, and then it looks like he's fucking floating out of his body. Uh-oh. And some girl filmed it, and she put fucking "Can you take me?" Oh, it was perfect, man.
You can put that song to anything, man.
It works.
Can I have more coffee?
Yo, that coffee
yeah,
was
can.
Fire,
you
bro.
You want to take a break and get some more coffee?
I'm down.
Okay. Yeah, let's pause real quick.
No, or do you guys want to keep talking?
We'll pause it real quick. And
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go ahead. You do what you guys.
We'll
do.
Be right back, guys. Yeah. Boop.
Okay. So we were just talking off air about some serious shit that was going on through our lives, and I was talking to Sylvia recently about a comparison of how life works about money and shit. It's like in Game of Thrones, like there was actual dragons that could kill everyone, and then like at the end of the whole thing, like it all came down to debts and money. Like there's fucking dragons. And they're just like, it just comes down to like what the kingdoms owe. And that's kind of like how it is today. Like we go through our lives and we have to deal with all kinds of shit. And then there's someone literally with their finger over a button for nukes, like just waiting on the call from someone like, all right, you have to push the button. And it just ends everything. So no matter how bad things get, like I'm a little depressed right now, but just on the thought of someone like with the push of a button, you know, like it could all go down.
Yeah, that's
thanks, Jose.
Sex dragons and nukes.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful, bro. You're good, man.
Thanks for burying your soul. Good.
Hey, we appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Love you.
We love you,
yeah,
man.
Love all you guys, bro.
We love you too.
All the listeners, love you guys too. You know, if you're going through some shit, hang in there, man. You know, one day at a time.
It will get better.
You know, I want to say, like, this...
Jesus. Freaking cats.
This, you know, coming on here with you guys, you know, it might not seem like it maybe doesn't mean anything to me, but it means a lot, you know? Like you're saying, there's a lot of days when we're going through shit, you know? And we have those days. Today was a day. But I know, like, hey, I'm going to come hang out with you guys and do this, and it's just, like, something to look forward to, and I appreciate you guys. I appreciate what you guys do. You guys Thank legit you. Fucking bring laughs to people, you know, at the palm of their hands, you know, and
our homie, he just hit on my wife. He's from Texas. And remember when Bud Light was getting all that flack for putting the gay stuff?
Yeah.
Like he delivers it to groceries in one of the grocery stores in Texas. Like, we don't want your gay shit.
That's exactly how he said it.
We don't want that queer ass shit here.
And then the homie was all like, you know what? You're taking food out of my daughter's mouth, you piece of shit. So fuck you.
This is how I'm picturing it. It went down in my head. He's like, I'll fucking jiu-jitsu that dick off of you, bruh.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna karate funnel chop. This gay bear in your ass.
Oh my God.
I ain't part of this LGBT BBQ.
Ricky, if you're listening, we're gonna get you out here.
LGBTER.
And then he got some nunchucks out of his back pocket.
And he fucked him with them. He was like,
he used the beer as lube.
Oh my God.
He's getting out of hand. I'm sorry.
Bud Light.
I like
please.
All that gay shit, man.
Please sponsor us, Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Drink, right, drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly. White Plains. New York.
Oh, my God. hey, dude, thank you, though, for saying that because, yeah, I just, when we started this, it was just like, let's just talk about how we feel or try to make people laugh because the world is fucked up, man, and everybody's kind of going through it right now, so if we can make you laugh, that's the ultimate compliment right there, so appreciate you. Anytime you want to come on here with us, you're always welcome.
Oh, fucking thank you, guys. I'll have less caffeine next time.
No, you're good, bro. No, more caffeine.
More caffeine. Yes. Give
butt
me more.
That shit,
I have,
bro.
I have legit like 8 cups of coffee a day.
That's a
That's a normal day.
That's a sub.
Jose, were you also up to 8 cups of coffee a day? How many were you having a day?
I drink a lot. Like I drink the large, I think it's like 40 ounces. No, it is.
The 30.
32.
The 30. The 30 Starbucks.
I get the 32-ounce McDonald's cup, and then
yes. You got that crack.
Yeah. And then I do six shots of espresso.
Fuck.
You're just peeing fucking oil out of your dick.
The Gatanka.
It's like mortar oil.
Fuck.
That 5-year one. The one that never did the oil change.
Oh, yeah. So I was watching a video of some girl. She was like on a podcast and like there was 3 other guys. And she was like, yeah, some guy hit me up online. And I was like, oh, my God, I want to be honest with you. I've never had a threesome.
Oh,
and then she's like, all I thought was, oh, this fucking loser that has never had a threesome. And he's confiding in me. And this. And then the other 3 guys on the podcast like didn't say shit because they had never been in threesomes too. And I thought, I'm like, yeah, I had a similar situation too. Some girl hit me up online and she's all like, oh my God, it's kind of hard for me to admit, but I've had my car for 5 years and I've never had an oil change. I'm like, you fucking loser.
Fuck. She must fucking catch on fire, bro.
I know.
Hey, not to like add her to the mix and make her look bad, but my sister's car got on fire.
That's what's up. Which one?
Diana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we were just barely going out. Jose and I were just starting a date. And we were into that phase where you guys are just texting each other nonstop, and that's how we were. We were just texting each other all nudes. Day, all morning. Tasteful nudes. Anyway, I remember talking to him and and me being like, and Jose being like, hey, I got a BRB. I gotta go. My sister's car's on fire, and I just wrote back like, LOL, you're funny. Like I thought he was joking, and then the next thing he sends me like half an hour later is a picture of the Mercedes on fire.
Oh, shit.
With the smoke and all that.
So he's like, whatever.
And then a sad picture of Diana looking like, oh no, my car's gone.
Yeah, no, she was all sad. She's all like, oh my God. And then I'm like,
she was like crying.
Sorry, it's just the fucking car.
Just the Mercedes.
Yeah. I was like, oh God, cry me a river. Oh.
No, it was like a 1980s old piece of hunk of crap.
That's okay, a subject.
All right, no, you're legit on what you're saying then.
Jose's always had some beast ass rides, bro. You got a fucking Corvette, bro.
Jose has an encyclopedia type brain about cars. Yes. We're watching a TV show, we're watching a movie. I always turn to him and I go, what car is that? He always fucking knows down to like the year. He's just, he's like Rain Man of cars.
When it comes, when it comes
oh my to God. Title.
When it comes to cars. I like
come cars.
When people ask me like, oh, so you're a mechanic or you know how to work on cars or like, you know, this and that. I don't know shit because the people that really know it, like they know it's their whole lives, you know. So like I'm a hobbyist, you know, like I know a little bit about
an
this
enthusiast.
And that. Yeah, I'm an enthusiast. But like the people that dedicate their whole lives that have been a mechanic for like 40, 50 years, I'm not going to like diss on them and shit. Like just say like, oh, yeah, I know how to work on a car. No, they know how. You know, like, they're the fucking experts. They're the people that, like, dedicate their lives to have, like, classic cars and, like, spend millions of dollars on all that shit. Like, they're the fucking guys. But I know stuff, but I'm not like, oh, yeah, like, I know everything. Or, like,
hey, Jose fucks car pussy. That's what he fucking does.
Car pipes.
He sure does. Right in the tailpipe.
Yes.
When I was younger, I used to get weird boners, and sometimes I look at nice cars. I'm like, why do I have a boner? You know,
that's why do I have turtle wax in my hand?
Oh my that's God. How you should have known that was going to be your life.
From the age of 15 to 22, my dick smelled like carnauba wax.
God. Gotta buff that.
That's
shit.
A good one.
Wax
right
on, wax on.
Like carnauba wax.
Like that one. How do you spell that?
Wax on, wax off.
How do you spell carnauba?
You gotta like, spell that for me.
Carnauba. Like, I always like to put my like dick where the gas goes.
It smells like Armor All.
Yeah. Jose's like, I like to fuel inject with my dick.
My asshole smells like new car smell.
I like new car
Black
smell.
Rain.
That's just fire. Black Rain, yes.
No, that was a thing back in the day. Like, you go to, like, an auto parts store and they have the little bottles of new car smell or Black Ice or whatever. You have that shit in your car, you go on a date, you don't have any fucking cologne, you just spray that fucking shit on you. It's better than smelling like fucking dog shit, like you've been working all day all musky and shit. Mm. Just put a little new car smell, like, oh, you smell good. Damn,
dude,
what is
I'm
that?
Fucking dying right now, dude, because, yeah. I was like, whoop.
You just put it on your chest.
Get like, the little tree from the ear. Get shit. The tree and shit.
He's putting it behind his ear.
Yes.
Now dropping my son off, right? School's like, Dad, I forgot to put cologne on. I'm like, don't worry, dude. Boop, 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 boop. Got him, dude. You smell like black ice.
You smell like new car, Holmes.
A little bit of baby powder.
You can't take the tree all the way out. You just got to like do a little cut and pull little by little so it lasts longer.
Sometimes I buy like what's that spray? Not a Lysol spray?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll like turn on the fan inside the car with the fan coming in.
Oh, got it.
And I'll spray it in, and it's supposed to clean like your vents or whatever. And that just smells good as fuck, bro.
Hell yeah.
Or have you ever got like a car spray? It's supposed to smell good, and then you fucking spray and you start coughing.
Yeah, dude. I always like end up inhaling it. I'm like, fuck.
That can't be good.
I know. I mean, I worked at garage for I don't know how many years. So like when we used to walk through the paint frame.
Oh, we inhaled a lot of fumes.
Yeah, dude, I'm getting some lung
anytime
cancer.
Anytime I work with anything,
it smells like Freon in here.
Anytime I work with anything with chemicals, I'm like, well, there goes a week at the end of my life.
Like, just shaved another week off.
Yeah, like I was working with some aircraft paint stripper, and like I was wearing gloves, but my hands were still burning.
That's all.
Oh my god, yeah, it's like lye or something.
I don't know what it is. Like it went through. They didn't go through the plastic, but I still felt it. Yeah, it's fucking chemicals, fucking strong as fuck. Like,
so. Yeah. Anyway,
I was like, wait, what?
Quick.
He looked at all of us and like sighed.
No, because like imagine like fuck, dude. Like everyone gets cancer and shit, and like they always like the doctors like never knows what it is.
Yeah.
It could be anything. And then like I worked at Pep Boys for like 8 years, AutoZone for another 3, O'Reilly's for a year, and they have signs that say, if you're in this store, you might get cancer. Oh, I'm like, working there every fucking day for like all those years. Like, if I ever get it, I know what the fuck happened.
Oh,
you know?
Dude, I'm working with like, you know, the pest control stuff that I work with.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. Right. The pest mode the over
pest
here.
Mode.
That was get, the name
get
of your.
Get your pest control balance right. Fucking yeah.
That's two references to Depeche Mode. I just got that. Oh my god. He said get the balance right.
Because every service counts.
Every show my god, stop.
He's been thinking about this.
God no.
Late at night with a caffeine binge.
I can't even hate on that.
You,
all right.
You know what's funny is when you said that when we're talking about caffeine, when you're talking about the mushroom coffee, you said that you put shots of fucking espresso, right? And then it made me think of that episode of The Simpsons where Bart realized that Sideshow Bob was going to kill his Aunt Selma.
Oh, yes.
And he's like, Aunt Selma has 2 hours or an hour to live. Right when you said that, I fucking had that shot in my head. Like, I realized, holy shit, I have a lot of caffeine.
You're like, uh-oh.
But yeah, dude, like, yeah, chemicals are fucking crazy, dude. Like, so, like, even with that, I think about it, like, you know, I hate to say it, but like sometimes I'm like, fuck, you know, I'm probably going to get some shit later on. You know what I mean?
You think because of the DDT and all that? Or?
You know, because, yeah, sometimes I'll, you know, I mean, there's spray back. Dude, no matter how good you try and take care of yourself.
Uh-huh. Speaking of like our pest control at Pep Boys, like they used to have the guy, the pest, do the outside of the building. And I don't know, like, what the fuck, but like he would come inside the building sometimes. I'd be there eating my lunch.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
And he'd come in and like, he'd start spraying. And he's like, oh, my bad. And he'd just walk away. And I'm like, fuck.
No regard for you eating your food there.
I remember this one time I was at they would send us to, like, pest control, like, classes, like, every other month. Like, because there'd be, like, a new law, a new regulation, right? And there was one guy, he was all like, no. He's like, when I go, I tell my client that it's safe. He's like, I literally spray my hands and I rub my face with the pesticides. And then, like, 4 months later, he wouldn't come anymore. We found out he died.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he
he's been doing it that way forever. So think about it. Hot day, you're going to do that? Your pores are open?
Holy crap. Yeah. He just poisoned himself.
Yeah. Trying to fucking make money.
Oh, my God. He didn't even get to enjoy the money.
I'm never going
to
die because I used to inhale fucking whiteout. Remember
that? Hey, computer cleaner?
Yeah.
Don't touch a fucking doorknob after that.
A little brush.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you yeah.
Blue too,
you hit that shit, the fucking computer cleaner, you touch a fucking doorknob, you're like, oh, shit. Yes. That shit did some magic, dude.
That was the number one thing girls were huffing in the bathroom in my middle school was whiteout and whiteout? Like all that shit. Paint, glue.
I used to eat glue, too.
You used to eat glue, not yep. huff it?
I mean, just to show off. Yeah.
Oh,
I had this,
I'm fucking weird.
I had this one girlfriend.
Don't fuck with me.
She would be like, go against the wall, right? And then she would fucking choke you. Oh, and you get a high and you knock out. And we're like,
oh dude, I saw that once, bro. That was hard as fuck. I was like, do that to me when I'm drinking.
Would you guys ever want to try that?
I mean, it happened.
Bro, do you want me to try it on one of you guys? I know, due to the chokehold.
Somebody did that to me with not me wanting to do that. I did not consent to that. And like, I was like, that, you almost murdered me.
That shit is scary.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That shit's scary.
That shit is not cool.
Oh, like, shit. What's on TV right here?
Oh, it's the 80s channel.
Ooh, Ava, you're like this.
Somebody's
she's watching.
Taking a bathtub, very sexy bathtub scene. What, is this a music? This is a music video.
We like to play softcore porn in the background.
A little bit of Skinamax.
Yeah, we love Deftones for sure. There's some type of porn playing in the background.
It's the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited.
And she's pointing at the screen. Let me just tell you.
It's very... very sexy.
What's on your mind? You see that smile?
I don't even know, bro. I don't even know.
He's thinking about every porn
he's
ever seen.
Is this real life?
Sometimes I think about nothing and everything all at once.
Dude, I know what you fucking mean, dude. I'm the same.
I get it.
Everything all at once. Was that fucking movie?
I hate it. I didn't like that
movie.
You
didn't like that shit? I didn't understand what the fuck was going on, bro.
I didn't get it. I mean, I did get it. I just didn't like it. Did you see it? Everything All at Once?
I've not seen it.
Did you see it? No, you didn't.
No, I haven't seen it.
It was last year's Oscar winner. Yeah. I was like, no.
Oh, this year's Oscar winner was Oppenheimer.
Dude, Oppenheimer. Yeah, I could have told you that in July.
Yeah, that shit was fucking sick.
Yeah, it was cool.
I mean, I only watched that shit to see Ryan Sing.
Oh, Barbie?
Barbenheimer.
Yeah. My boy Ryan Gosling with that pink ass suit, dude. I'm going to get one.
It's like, dude, my son's all into fucking Ryan Gosling, too. So every time he says something,
I love it,
bro.
I love it.
And then his mom always tells him, oh, like Angel Gosling.
Bro, I'm a hardcore OG Gosling nut rider, dude. Like,
yeah, you are.
I love that.
You had the shirt. No, the shirt. The
Sunshine.
Fucking shirt.
movies, I don't know if you guys saw the Godzilla Minus One.
Dude.
No, I didn't.
Fucking
that one fucks.
Fire, dude.
So fucking good, dude.
Did you see him black and white?
No, I saw the color one.
Dude. I saw in color.
I didn't even know they were doing black and white.
They did it for like 1 week only. Yeah. And let me tell you. You saw the colored one, you thought that shit was like creepy. You know, like, oh, shit. Even more. It was like an old zombie movie vibe.
That's
it was dope, dude.
I like how they used the like original soundtrack and stuff like that.
And usually... one part of the aspect of the movie always gets affected. So it's either like the human side of it or the Godzilla side. Dude, this was fucking perfect.
Yeah, dude.
It was a fucking
Godzilla don't fuck around. He fucks.
That's Godzilla. He was for sure.
He fucked all the Japanese people.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
If you when that time comes and you can watch it again, do it.
Is it streaming? Cause
not yet.
Okay. I don't think so. Not yet.
They're going to release it on Blu-ray, but in Japan.
Oh.
I know there's a way to get it. I'm probably going to buy it and have them ship it out. But I don't know when they're going to do it over here.
Okay.
But yeah, fuck.
It was good.
That's probably
man.
One of the best movies I've seen other than Oppenheimer this past year.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And then Iron Claw.
Oh, Iron Claw was great.
That shit fucked me up.
Did you cry at the end? Like, I cried at the end, dude. Yeah. We mentioned it on the last podcast with Tito that it's a very sad ending of a really good movie.
Fuck that dad. That's all I got to say.
His dad was a dick. But that guy who plays the dad in that movie is such a good actor. He's from Mindhunter?
Oh, God.
He's a really good actor.
I started watching Mindhunter.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. There's only two seasons.
Oh, like, yeah?
That's it.
Oh,
they're not going to make. They should have made a third season. It leaves you in a cliffhanger. It's terrible.
What have you seen?
Monday?
What have you seen lately?
What do you watch?
Other than The Matrix.
Other than The Matrix on.
You know what?
For the 80th time?
I got halfway through Poor Things with the Emma Stone.
Oh, I remember you were talking about that last time.
Yeah.
So, like, the movie premise is that, like.
You see her boobies?
Yeah,
and her bush.
But it's a fucked up, like me and Sue were thinking, it's like, how do you make a movie about pedophilia but make it like okay
and funny? Oh my God. This movie.
Just ask Dan Schneider.
Oh, dude, oh. I just started watching that shit today. Oh. That fucking Nickelodeon dude.
Yeah, you guys got to give us context what that is, because some listeners probably don't know what that is.
Nickelodeon, how like, I don't know if you guys ever heard, but like they producers used to make like the Nickelodeon child stars do some weird ass shit.
Yeah, like
no way.
So yeah. that's Dan Schneider.
Yeah, the producer.
Foot shit.
Foot shots. Jose, they're gonna come for you.
It's on Max.
He's like, yeah, squirt that shit.
Foot shots.
It's on Max.
Yeah, so like okay. The gacking was like real.
Yeah, the they're gacking
and cacking.
I'm gonna gack and on then, you.
You know what's crazy is that
oh my God, gag.
Like I was mentioning to you guys that I do have a friend who is on the documentary. Her name's Alexa Nicholas. So she was on Zoe 101. So she got the whole fucking Britney Spears went off on her because a little sister told her that I guess she was like being mean to her, but it was vice versa. Mm-hmm. So when that happened, they pretty much ruined her career. But that's just like the tip of the tip of the extent Ayo. Of all that. But yeah, dude, like there's so much more. Like we didn't even know the like Drake Bell talks about shit on there. Like then they really fucked them over.
Man.
And also what I heard too is the dude from the guy who did Ren and Stimpy, he met his wife when she was 14 and he brought her over to the studio and hired her as an intern. And then they have pictures, like everybody knew they have pictures of him and her on the couch fucking drinking beer. She's like 16. And then once she turned 18, they like got married, but they're initially together the whole time. They have love letters and all that shit.
So he was grooming her.
Yeah, pretty much.
For like 4 years.
We have a friend. I'm not going to say his name, Arturo. Oh and like he makes me feel bad because I love all the 80s rockers. And then every time I post something about it, he's all like, you know, they fuck like 14-year-olds and shit. Oh my
God. Fucking Aerosmith?
And Steven Tyler. Yeah. I told you about that. Yeah, Steven so Tyler like taking a 17-year-old girl on tour with him.
Anthony Kiedis too, no?
Yeah, him too. Yeah.
Yeah. Kiss members maybe. They fucked
shit. Everybody. Our parents. They all. Shit. Mick Jagger.
Our parents. Yeah, he jagged for sure.
The Beatles.
Your parents?
The Shittles.
My parents?
Yeah, my parents too.
Man. Yeah, Jose's dad. My mom was telling
me about like back in the day in Mexico that used to like sorry really. You or some shit.
What happened? Wait, I'm sorry. Go back. Go ahead.
My mom was telling us one. She's like, yeah, you know, back in the day, like, you know, we used to go to like the balls or whatever, like
what the dances.
The
fuck?
Like, oh, the dances.
And he's like, yeah, if they thought you were attractive, they would throw a sack over you and just take you away, and then they'll marry you and shit.
Is that why they say get them in the sack?
I don't even know, bro. But I was like, mom, what the fuck are you talking about?
Mom, that sounds like sounds like sexual assault.
Yeah,
mom.
Dude,
that's kidnapping, mom.
But it was like the norm back then, bro. Like
it's totally cool
back in Mexico and shit.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like we're all at the points we are in our lives, and I fucking tripped the fuck out that my mom had 6 kids by 25 years old.
God damn,
she's that's well, she had Jose at like 16.
Yeah, yeah. But she had 2 pairs of twins, so she kind of like, she got 2-for-1 twice.
Two for one.
Yeah.
2 times?
In a row.
The best one was Jose. Yeah.
Consecutive.
And then
twins.
Like, she raised us by herself for like most of our lives.
Wow. That's what's up.
And then like, when my sisters bitch about something, I'm like, oh, come on, guys. Like, get on the ball.
At least it's not 6 kids.
I know, like 6 kids. Yeah,
on minimum wage at the age of 25.
No, but it is like, it is harder nowadays.
Yeah.
But I can't even handle one, man.
You're exhausted.
Can I have B-books? Can I have B-books?
Myself.
Yeah, no, like inflation. Like back in the day, you could like feed a family with like $20.
Dude, they'll be like, just make something at home. Dude, there's time I go to the fucking grocery store and I'm like, fuck, I'm better off just going out and buying something.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was
seriously.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah, dude, it's fucking crazy. Kind
of I have found some cutting some corners. There's this on YouTube. There's this Asian man. Like, well, there's this young Asian guy who has his wife, and then he's recording his parents like cook meals and stuff. And like the dad was saying, like, yeah, if you buy the chicken with bone in and you cut the bone out like on thighs by yourself. Then you save like 6 times what it costs to like just get the
The boneless?
The boneless.
The chicken, the
I like
chicken
the
breast.
Bone in.
I bet you do.
Oh my God.
But weird. I also learned that like if you like cook chicken with the bone in, the bone releases calcium that the body needs.
Oh,
so
like marrow?
Yeah. Yeah, the calcium.
I take a
the reason why I grabbed my phone, I was looking for this app right here.
You look like you were having a
conniption. Too Good to Be True, this app.
Oh, here
and,
we go.
And what it is, it tells you like local areas that have bulk food or like say somebody didn't pick up their Uber order.
Oh.
And then like, hey, you could come buy this for like $5 and it's like fucking 3 meals.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I tried that. That's pretty cool. I mean, but it doesn't happen all the time. But yeah man, there's like, there is ways to like.
Yeah.
Sometimes what I'll do is I'll buy like a fucking big pack of chicken breasts and like Caesar salad packs, and I'm just like, all right, fuck it, whole week. But yeah, dude, it's fucking hard.
It's hard out there, industries, dude. Bro, I just steal food now, bro.
Good for you.
I had a house by 23. I'll wait till they give it to me in the drive-thru.
Okay, try this shit now.
Drive off. I'm just kidding.
No, he's not. Our neighbor does food delivery too, right? Every so often, he'll just give us like somebody won't pick up their like Amazon groceries, and we end up getting the groceries.
That's sick.
Yeah,
that's nice of him. Which one? The one that had sex really loud that one time?
What?
Oh no, that's somebody else.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, no, it's our crazy Greek.
Like we could get away with murder here because our building manager can't hear.
He's
that
really
well.
He's completely deaf, I think.
That's yeah. So like one time I was working out on a piece of shit bike that we used to have. And one of the neighbors was like, hey, you hear that, Jimmy? And he's like, nah, I don't hear nothing. What are you talking about?
He's like, what? That guy ended up moving out.
Yeah, he moved out probably because of us.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I can't sleep now.
It wasn't the bike. It was a lot of sexy guys.
It was us. No, it was a damn bike.
Jose's like, V8. Oh.
I should have had a V8.
One more month. Jose's like, Sylvia, act like a car, please. Oh, fuck.
I'm just beep, beep. It's horrible. Why did I uncle work? You said act like a car.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Oh, my God.
Honk, honk.
People make fun of me when I honk my horn.
Why?
Because I'm like, what the fuck, dude? It just sounds like the most fucking not manly fucking
it's a Toyota.
Horn. And I get out of the car and I'm like, fuck.
I got to back that
the
up.
The horn doesn't match me, man.
Oh, I don't know if I mentioned this.
Oh, yeah, well.
I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I didn't know that my horn didn't work for like months because I'm polite and I never, and when I get upset on the road, I try not to honk my horn because I don't know who's got a gun, right?
Uh-huh.
And so for the longest time, I had no idea that my horn didn't work, and one time I had to actually honk at somebody. Do you remember, Jose?
Yeah.
And I'm just like slamming my hand on the horn.
Were you there?
And nothing's happening.
Oh my
God. Nothing was happening.
Like, the fuck?
And then I told Jose, I was like, I think my horn doesn't work.
Fuck.
I'm like beating it.
Fucking,
I'm like fucking trying to hit it. Like,
I don't even
go back into my car.
I just put my window on and I fucking yell at you.
You roll your window down, you're all,
like, hey, fuck you.
So I fixed her horn. Like, the part that I needed to get was like a part. It was kind of a part of the airbag system.
Oh, okay. Oh my God.
So cute.
That was Ferris. He's
like,
I got a door open. I was like,
no, he makes his meow is really squeaky. It sounds like a door.
It did.
Nicky just did it again.
He did it again. He's so fucking cute.
I just love him so much. He's begging for food. He just
he's
ate.
Like, hey,
there he goes.
Me, motherfucker.
He's so mad
he's
at
like,
us.
He's like, hey, pues tengo hambre, güey.
You're distracting us from the show, Ferris. Anyway, go on about my horn.
So, like, it's part of the airbag system, oh God, and sorry. I was kind of like, I was a little hesitant to buy cheap parts because I'm a cheap ass. And but I went on eBay. I got the part for like $10. I'm like, well, okay. So I put it on, and
very
it works
well.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can honk the horn now, but I'm still not honking the horn very much.
I learned something new every day about it.
Remember, you were there when I fixed it at the garage.
I was like, hey, what's up? Give me those cheeks. I just hang out with you out there. I'm not even working.
He's not even helping.
Yeah. Don't fire me, garage, please.
Oh, no, we're fine.
Have you ever had somebody like tell you, like give you advice? Like to fix your car, and they're like, no, it's this, but then it totally wasn't that, you know what I mean? But they're supposed to be the person that knows shit about cars.
Yeah, one time I had
fuck those fools.
I had a piece of shit Saturn, and like the guy was telling me, like it was like catastrophic engine failure, like one of the pistons was bad. And then, like, the guy's like, you need to change your valve cover. I'm like, what? Like, I didn't understand what he was talking about. I'm like, okay.
Did you change your mind?
Jose's like, you need to shut the fuck up. Let me do my goddamn job.
Yeah. So it was like, it was just, it, yeah, I feel bad for the people that get ripped off because they don't know how to work on cars or understand what's going on. But it happens every day. And then, like, I try to, like, rationalize it. I'm like, okay, well, the mechanic needs to, like, pay for the everything. And, like, I don't know. Like, it leaves a real bad taste in my mouth. Like, one time they were trying to get my mom like that. I'm like, bro, like, what you want to change the spark plugs, but, like, it sounds like something's really wrong with the car. And they just tell you, just do it, just do it. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to, no.
Peer pressure.
Yeah. And I'm like, no. And I always remember Ludacris in Fast and Furious when, like, when he gets, like, millions of dollars and he's like, I'm going to work on cars for free. And that Ludacris, man, that Ludacris. I mean, I know it's not
move, bitch. Get out of the way.
I mean, I know it's just a character in the movie, and the real Ludacris is probably smoking blunts and eating Doritos right now.
Wearing big ass shoes.
and a little person on his necklace.
Yeah, there you go.
I need Nas.
Something like that.
That's his fantasy.
Happened to me, like, when I got my car, like, I fucking revved it, and then it started fucking shaking and shit all crazy.
No, right?
So I went to this guy at my work, and he's the car guy. And he's like, you need a new engine. I'm like, what the fuck? I just got my car. So, no, you fucked it up. You need a new engine. And like, he didn't even check it. He didn't want to check it. He's like, fucking tell me, dude, that's going to be like $8,000. It's going to be like $8,000. I'm like, dang, how the fuck? So I'm all stressing it, right? I said, nah, fuck this. So I went, you know, I went to AutoZone. Fucking, they put the fucking computer in there. I'm like, all right, I have a feeling it's not it.
He's like, bro, you just need to remove the emergency brake.
What?
It was the fucking fuel injector. That's all it was. It was a $12 part. Fine. And then I'm like, yeah, dude, I bought a new fucking engine. Oh
my God. $8,000 later.
Bro, I tried to raise everybody in my Corolla.
Everybody tries to race me on that shit. And then I'm like, dude, it's a V6. So like, I'm not about that life.
I'm on that V4 life.
Seriously.
Right when you said that, the dude on the TV fucking got off the bed off that. You say V4?
I'll be cutting everybody off of my shit, bro. I'll be like, fuck you, homie.
I was telling a customer the other day, I'm like, yeah, I was in traffic. And I was like, oh, yeah, doesn't traffic suck? I'm like, it's a lot different when you're getting paid for it.
Yeah.
If I'm in traffic and I don't have anywhere to be but like getting paid by my job to like just drive safe, like it's a whole different perspective.
You see fucking red and then you're like, hell yeah. We're like, fuck.
I'm just gonna
cha-ching.
Dude, like I'm way more patient. Like if I see a red light and I don't gun it.
Oh no, like on the map.
Oh,
you know, it tells you
you're stuck in traffic.
Yeah, you got cha-ching.
Bro, I go on red and I stop on green, bro.
I stop on green to piss people off, and I go on red because I'm dangerous.
The fucking light turns yellow, bro, and I'm like 200 feet away. Bro, and I fucking gun it, dude. And then when there's somebody trying to turn, I'm like, fuck you. Yeah, fuck these fools, man.
Hell yeah.
No motherfucks.
Yeah, I always get like fools in Honda Civics that fucking try to race me and shit. And I'm like,
you're like, Nas. I need Nas.
What do you drive?
I fucking open my center console. I have two fucking Nas in there.
Fuck
I
yeah,
guarantee
bro.
You, I have a picture in my phone. And I have two fucking Nas in my center console. I swear.
And he's like, I never knocked on nobody.
My fucking floor panel breaks off and shit. I never got that shit on Fast and the Furious. You know when he's fucking racing?
I looked it up. I still don't understand.
It's like,
I don't understand how these fools are fucking jacking DVD players and another fucking space and shit.
How did they get from submarines. That to that point? Hey, a lot happened
Diesel,
in those movies.
Diesel knows what's up, man. That fool fucking made
it. It's because of inflation. Like,
okay.
It's like DVD somewhere. Players used to be a lot more back then.
VCR DVD combo thing.
Actually, those motherfuckers, you get some cash for those.
Damn.
People, they'll buy those VCR DVD combos now.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. You're like, what the fuck? You go to Goodwill, you're like,
Anthony,
eBay.
What was the last thing you wanted to buy that you went on Craigslist for? And if it's incriminating, please don't mention it.
Truthfully, I never bought anything on Craigslist.
Oh, really?
Never? Nothing? Never?
Never.
Huh. Not a thing?
Mm-mm. Swear.
That's all Jose
I've
was
I've sold
doing.
Shit on a Craigslist before. Like
yeah, I've sold shit. Yeah, I've sold tickets and stuff on Craigslist.
I bought something off fucking...
Wish or...
One of those. And I thought, I forgot what it was, but they sent me like a little fucking bracelet that had nothing to do with what I got. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? But other than that, no, I haven't got anything crazy. Actually, one time I did buy something off Wish, and I needed... I forgot what it was. I really did. But what they sent me, I actually wanted to get. They sent me like that little... was like a paper clip. To hack the fucking Switch, Nintendo Switch.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, fuck yeah. So I like ended up working out.
That's so sad.
Have you been solicited by anyone trying to like make gun parts for 3D printed gun parts?
Nah.
Yeah, that's a sketch, right?
That's fucking crazy, though. Yeah, that shit.
Sex yeah, toys or what? You ever do that?
Boom. Yeah, the fucking Dune popcorn bucket.
That's what's up.
Dude. Oh, wow. No fucking lie, dude. My boy's like, hey, Dad, they sold out of the fucking Dune popcorn bucket. And they're like, but I looked on 303D or whatever the fuck that website is where yeah. you can buy your STL files.
Yeah.
And they're like, you could buy it on there. You could print it. You just need the TPU. Oh so God. The TPU is like squishy fucking filament.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Jose. I was like, I'm not buying that, Aiden. And then I bought it.
Like, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it for you. I'm buying it for myself. Me.
I look at that fucking popcorn bucket. I mean, it looks like it'll fucking hurt if you're going to put your dick in there.
Fuck yeah. So,
only for the adventurous, Anthony. Only for the adventurous.
Yes.
At the Discovery store, they used to have this toy that was like squishy.
The and pillow.
You put your dick in it. No, no, I mean your finger.
If yeah, put gotcha. His tongue in there.
Oh, yeah, I never did that.
Yeah, me neither. I know what you mean, though.
Especially not in the store while everyone's looking.
Yeah, never.
And
never.
That shit pops and you got all over your dick and balls. You're like,
no, I never got God. A nylon glove and two sponges and a fucking rubber band.
That sounds so specific.
I've never.
Filthy MacGyver.
Yeah. Have you guys ever played with... Stretch Armstrong?
Yes,
I used to have one.
Did you rip it? I ripped
eventually
one.
Eventually,
you
did.
Did you?
Yeah, because
it's just full of powder, right?
Yeah. I used to have one of those fucking
parents come in, you're fucking powdered out. Huh?
What happened,
bro? I had that cocaine. One. I had the fucking crash test dummy doll.
Where did we get this from, Mexico?
It's all cheaply made.
The crash test dummy dolls. Remember?
Oh
those?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I had a purple one.
They came out. There's some newer ones, but they're like dinosaurs and shit. And but they're made of gel.
Oh
shit!
Yeah,
I used to have the wrestling ones too.
Yeah, I remember those.
All KB toys used to be the shit.
KB toys.
And do you guys remember FAO Schwartz?
FAO Schwartz.
FAO Schwartz.
It's a toy store. Yeah.
No, no, I don't remember that.
It was like in movies and stuff.
It's the big ones in New York. I've been to it.
Is this
Duncan's toy chest?
Like Toys R Us also.
Yeah, it was kind of. It was. I think it was more. I don't know. I felt like it was bigger.
Sam Goody, Tower Records, remember that shit? Yeah.
Circuit City.
Have you seen like any of the TikToks where they like make it where they look like they're walking into a Sam Goody and then it's like the CD rack where you can listen to it?
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, oh, that shit brought Tower Records.
Yes. Yeah, that, there was one where some food pops into issues and shit and I was like, fuck, I did that.
I listened to that one at fucking...
I used to have complexes like, going to the earphone spots and like listening to old like listening to the new music. I always felt like I had eyes on me. They're like, this kid isn't going to buy shit because he's so poor. Because I had that. Like, I never had money, you know? Like, I probably looked all raggedy. I'm like, fuck, I want all these CDs and I only have Spotify.
Yeah,
it's fucking crazy. Like you can look up anything you would fucking want in your life and, like, it's right there on Spotify. That's the coolest fucking shit.
Google.
It is dope, but I do miss the fucking, you know, when you would go and you just fucking search.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you just pull out fucking gold.
Yeah.
The last time that happened to me, though, was fucking Slipknot, when the first Slipknot came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we're at a Sam Goody's fucking looking, me and my cousin. Then we saw it. There was no title on it. It didn't have the Slipknot logo on this one. So it was just them without the title. So like the first print. And we didn't know what it was. We couldn't hear it. We're like, fuck it. Let's buy it.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right. And we're like, holy shit. And then a couple months later, it fucking got all huge. But yeah, I miss those times when you could just go and just... bought CDs in bulk, you know?
Yeah.
I remember when I got White Pony, I got fucking A Perfect Circle, Murder Noms, and Incubus, Make Yourself.
Oh, great. That's a great
album. And yeah, I remember.
That's a great record.
I got it at the West Covina Mall. And I'll never forget it because those fucking albums at that time changed a shitload of my life. Dude.
Yeah.
I remember getting the Limp Bizkit one, the $3 bill, and the fucking Significant Other one.
Dude, I got Significant Other at fucking Walmart. It was all fucking. Fuck yeah. All the bad words are all out.
I'm like, what's this? Bro, Limp Bizkit is making a mad comeback right now, dude. I see pictures of those fools. Like,
dude, fucking Limp Bizkit? Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, fun, I had tickets to see them, dude, and they fucking canceled the show.
Oh, why did they cancel?
Because of COVID.
Ah.
And I was like,
is that the one where they had the lights on in the arena?
I don't know. It was supposed to be at the Palladium.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they had one where they just they played and they had all the lights on. Like, they didn't turn them off and shit. Like, we're going to play the fucking lights on.
That's
pretty cool.
That's
fucking hard as fuck.
Oh, was that when Fred Durst was like, I like to fuck with the lights on?
Probably. So yeah,
I'm just playing lights
on. Oh. sounds like something he'd say.
Were you trying to baby me? Like, oh, yeah, that's the one.
Me too. Like, me too.
Me too. No, there was one where they... I saw this one video where they're at a festival, right? It was like not too long ago and the fucking crowd's going crazy, and then someone got the clip where they made it look where Fred Durst was getting like a flashback to fucking Woodstock.
Oh shit, Woodstock 99?
Yeah, he was just tripping out.
And they were trying to blame that on him.
They were.
That he was whipping the crowd up and stuff.
Dude, but they're fucking fun. Dude.
Oh, it was like the last Cypress Hill show we went to. Cypress Be Real was all like, hey, listen, guys, don't fight. All right. It's not worth it. Yeah,
people
were like getting
it
down. And he's like, don't fight.
Be real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's all like, don't fight, guys. Anyways, here's how I can just kill a man.
Next song. Yeah, dude, do you remember that lady was trying to fight with me and your brother? She wanted to stand where we were standing. She was trying to get like cutsies, like try to like get in our space.
She was kind of like
ride
drunk.
The rail.
She was tipsy.
Yeah, she was drunk, and she's like an old fat chola, and she was just trying to get in front of me and Cass, and you know, we were just like trying to we just held our own, and eventually she just like fucking went away.
Hey, fucking bitch, Eagle Rock, puta.
You know,
there was one time I saw Circa Survive at the Shrine years back. I think it was right after that whole Bataclan thing happened in Paris.
Oh, the shooting.
Yeah, and it was like a couple days later, so it was all weird, you know. And this girl fucking tried bumping into me. I'm like, whoa, like, just say excuse me, I'll move. And she's like, fuck you. She hit my drink out of my hand, but it fucking hit her face.
Oh my God.
What a lame ass.
I'm all like, I would have been pissed, but that was worth the $17 beer.
Fucking like $17 beer night, man. Fuck.
Dude, at the front, fuck yeah, a little ass cup.
Yeah.
You know, but since I don't drink anymore, I save a shitload of money.
Oh, we were at the Shrine when that happened, too, when this chola started getting... But we were in the parking lot. Do you remember?
There's some Shrine shit on.
Yeah, what is it about the... It's just really hoodish in that area, right?
Yeah, you're like in the fucking USC. South Center right there.
Yeah, pretty much.
I remember I was in the car drinking some fucking... I forgot what the fuck I was drinking. And the fucking cop came, like, are you drinking? I'm like, no. He's like, drop... Spill the beer right here. My fuck. I drop all the...
You're like
Whole
right
Garden.
Here?
It was a Whole Garden.
I love Whole Garden, man.
So
Sponsor us, Whole Garden, please.
I used to hang around South Central a lot. And me and my homie were kicking in his house, just chilling, like watching some shit. And then all of a sudden we hear... And we're like, what the fuck was that? And we look out the window and there's this guy holding his cheek. He just got slapped the fuck... He got slapped his life out of him. And we're like, they were on the corner. It was like some crazy shit. Like he was like talking all loud, and it's moments like that when you're like, maybe we shouldn't be skateboarding outside.
Oh shit!
but nothing real bad happened. You know, like you always hear these stories and it's real bad. But like, if rent is good enough, like I will consider. Like a nice little two bedroom. You know.
Yes.
Cause like you know like nowadays like. Houses.
One of them Russell Westbrook fucking affordable housing ones.
Oh, those are nice. I'm totally lost right now.
Russell.
No, we went from USC and South Central to that story, and then
well, Russell Westbrook. Like,
he lives in South Central.
So yeah, the basketball player, and
he has dealerships
in the jungle,
like affordable housing for the community and stuff.
Oh, so shit. He does, hook us up, Russell. Shit. I want to live.
Bro, give me a fucking place.
I want to have a bedroom.
No, houses, like my mom cleans houses, and the houses like in over by the Forum, They're fucking nice, like the gated communities.
Oh yeah,
Inglewood.
Yeah, Inglewood. Yeah. Yeah,
Inglewood's fucking nice, bro.
Yeah, it is nice.
My mom was always like, "That's a failure."
And I'm over there. I'm like, "God damn, it's nicer than where I live."
That's racist, dude, mom.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Fool, like, where I'm at, Ashley's hood now. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
This used to be like the nicer part. Now it's like.
Nah, I told people I live in Eagle Rock, and they're like, oh, this food's frou frou.
Like, hey, this frou-frou. Food's fucking.
No, it's fucking nice right here. I was looking, like, Starbucks right there. You have a Chipotle right there.
Nah, but like, yeah, sometimes, nice, like, at night.
At night, it gets.
Yeah, and then, like, our citizen apps always chime me, like, oh, yo, someone got shot.
Somebody
right.
Got, yeah,
like, I didn't hear gunfire.
There was a fire down the street.
There was a murder down the street, like, fucking 3 days ago. And hell I was yeah. Like, what the fuck? And it was a house that you saw, like a big ass house and everything. There's like a Lambo in there. And you're like, that's drug shit right there.
Oh, yeah. Retaliation.
I'm trying to get involved in that life, bro. I need some money right now.
You ready to sell drugs?
Hey, someone hooked me up with some cash jobs, bro. Let's go. I'll fucking pick you up at the border if I'll bring you back.
At the border?
No, no. We know somebody that like went to Mexico and the job was that they had to bring two kids over the border.
Oh, shit.
And then they're like, they told the kids, hey, just say that we're your parents, all right? But as soon as they got to the border patrol, the guy's like, hey, who are they? They asked the kids, who are these people? And the kids got nervous, so they fucking just didn't say shit, and that's how they got caught.
Son mi abuelos. I don't know them.
Yeah, but that's just trippy. Like, I mean, it is enticing. They probably got, like, if they got them over, it probably would have been, like, 10 racks per kid or whatever. And that sounds real tempting, but it didn't end well for them, you know?
Yeah, fuck that.
No, hell no.
Fuck that shit, dude. I would not be able to be chill for, like, a while. I'll be, like, all fucking nervous all the time and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the other day, I had to go deliver in a building. I delivered Bud. So I was going to go deliver in a building.
Who's Bud?
And then, like, the security guard's like, hey, show me your phone to make sure that the person lives here. I'm like, I'm all shaking and shit. I'm like,
I just had Bud.
Yeah, so I showed it to him, and he didn't care. Yeah. He didn't give no fucks. And he's like, all right, yeah, go ahead.
Isn't it funny when people get pissed off at shit that you need to do for work? Like, at work, I made this sign-in driver app. So when people come in, they're going to deliver, visit, or whatever. They have to sign in, put all their information, take a picture. They get fucking mad, dude. They'll come in, they're like, are you fucking kidding me? This fucking bullshit. And they'll be like, oh, well, maybe you should get it where I'll remember all my information. I'm like, motherfucker, maybe you try making a fucking app from scratch. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
right.
You know what I mean? It's like, dude, what the fuck? So they get all pissed. I parked all the way down there. I gotta go. Man, that's your fault, man. Yeah. Nobody gave you a door.
I'm gonna put this app in your culo. That's what you should have said.
Dude, like, fuck. One day,
fuck with them and be like, no, I'm really good with computers. And I've seen your wife naked. And maybe don't talk to me like that.
Don't talk to me like that, man. I'll be jacking my shit.
They get fucking mad. They get all mad. And then like, what do you want now? My cholesterol, no, but we do need the PSI for your tires, and we need to know what fucking engine oil. Are you serious? I'm like, no, I'm not serious, man. Just fucking sign in. Like, the hell, you know? They get all fucking mad. It's like, dude, you have shit at work, just like we have shit at work.
Yeah.
So there's a movie about like a like bank robbery or some shit, like, and the guy was saying like, yeah, I knew this was life for me because like when something goes down, my hand is like not shaking. Like, I'm calm as the cucumber, whatever the fuck.
Oh,
you know?
Fuck.
Mm.
And it's like, some people are like that. Like, they could get into, like it's especially in wars and shit.
Oh,
like,
got it.
Maybe that's the background they're coming from. Like, they've killed people. And
I'll be like Tom Hanks, Saving Private Ryan. And I'm going to shoot the thing and his fucking ears all.
Fuck yeah.
I really do try to hold my cool for the most part, you know. But I've noticed as of lately, my patience and my tolerance have gotten really slim.
Yeah,
because it's like, dude, like, I'm fucking being nice to you, as nice as I could be, and fuck. You
I
want to
fight everyone right in my life, dude.
I just
if you come at me the wrong way, fool, I'm going to fucking take my shirt off. make you uncomfortable, fool, with my hairiness.
You about to go gorilla?
You know what's funny? That you're saying, like, I work with computers. You know, you're saying that we would get people call in. They'll be like, hi, yeah, we're trying to get the container number for this container because they're trying to intercept it, you know? And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, we're at the port. We just need the container number. I'm like, oh, you're at the port? Yeah, we're at the port of L.A. And then I could hear their voice. You know, they're fucking from Pakistan or whatever. Oh, and then so I'm like, got it. I'm like, oh, I'll say some bullshit. Oh, you're at the ports, right? Yeah. The ports in L.A.? Yeah, those are the ones. I'm like, Los Alamitos? And you're like, yeah, that's the one. I'm like, there's no fucking ports in Los Alamitos, man. I'm like, you're full of shit.
Are you trying to social engineer?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, dude. I'm all, is your IP address 192? And then they fucking hang up. Oh my God. I love that shit. Is your IP address 192? And then they fucking get scared, dude. That's just funny.
That's what's up.
So if you ever get scammed like that, just start off, is your IP address 192?
No, you'll get them.
Oh, but shit, yeah. They got us.
You guys ready to call it or what?
I think so. I think that we got a good one. That was a good, yeah, it's a good portion of time there. We should do our social media roundup.
Yes. Anthony, where can our listeners find you if they want
to? I feel like we didn't even talk for like 20 minutes. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Damn. Bringing it back.
Yeah. Fuck, what is my, shit, I don't even know, AD46, I think? I don't know.
That's your personal one? You want me to look it up or what?
Yeah, I forgot.
We'll tag you.
I'm not, we'll tag you. I don't know, I've been off for a little bit. And then my TikTok, you could find me, Anthony De La Rosa on there. I'll have my guitar stuff and just like whatever computer IT stuff.
For those of you who are musicians and stuff and you need some guitar work done or anything.
Hit me up. I change nuts.
Our boy right here, he got that good.
Appreciate. He'll change your nuts.
Right. Change your
or, nuts. Depeche Mode, Pest Control. Get your pest control balance right.
That's right. If you got some bugs or all that shit,
some hit this cucarachas.
Yup. He'll come out to you. And
they call me
shit.
Violator.
Oh.
That's right.
I've heard that you've killed the chupacabras.
Yes, with my dick.
Oh my God. Allegedly.
Very on brand.
What would Angel say right now?
Allegedly. What would Angel do?
And after you get my service, you'll have there'll be a black celebration.
Oh,
there you go.
He's got so many Depeche Mode puns.
Yes.
He's just blowing my mind.
Can we take one more before the exit? One more? Huh?
Are you the one behind the wheel?
Yes, I am.
That's a Depeche Mode song,
Depeche
right?
Mode
it
legend.
Is. Okay. Jose.
Sorry, Sylvia. What about you?
Oh, me. Okay, I'm next. On Twitter, on Instagram, at Silver in a Coma, all one word, and follow my joke account, Diddy Whispers, until Diddy gets canceled.
Before
I'm not
he gets
canceled.
It.
Yep, I'm not. Well, I'm sure he's already canceled. I'm not canceling.
Take that.
I like that.
Jose.
Only period forever 85. Coffee Tigers is at Coffee Tigers podcast.
No, wait, Instagram?
Instagram, yeah.
It's just Coffee Tigers, I think.
Yeah, I feel really old when like I go on TikTok and I'm like, I can't understand this. and I'm like, I have to like we're doing this podcast and it's like all social media. So it's like when I get on there, I'm like, I really have to try it, but like, fuck.
I don't
like,
want to.
It's like all these buttons and they're new and I don't understand. So like, I just go on Instagram, man. But I'll try it, man, because these fucking kids, they'll buy anything, I feel. Like, you put a commercial for, like, a pack of toothpicks for, like, fucking $40.
Oh, dude, man.
Yeah, dick toothpicks. Genius.
We're marketing to the dick.
You gotta poke that shit out with my cockpick. Dude, my song, hey, dude, TikTok shop, can you buy this? It's like some fucking stupid ass, like, shit you can win at Shakey's.
Oh, my God.
I love Shakey's, by the way.
Sponsor them.
Please, yes, shout out to Shakey's.
Mama, me das un papa mojo. Remember this?
I'm not on social media, but I'll check the Coffee Tigers Instagram, like the TikTok one as well.
And what's the email address if they have like questions?
Oh, yeah, if you guys
want to
come on or anything or promote something or you guys are reach out to us on the email, coffeetigerspodcast@gmail.com. And then you can follow me at Chinga Tu Madre at Twitter. No,
that's a la verga, la verga, la verga, la verga.
La verga, chinga. What's your Instagram?
Punto verga.
A la fucking verga, bro.
Chinga Tu
Madre. 6969, bro.
420.
Chinga.
But yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Fucking love you.
Peace. Yeah, thanks
Bye,
for listening.
Bye, guys. Boop.
Bye.
Hey, hold up. Let's do 20 seconds of silence.
Oh, are we going to enjoy the silence?
It's like 20% off your next pest control.
It's like a Deftones deep track. Hang on. Oh.
My dick. How big is your dick?
Oh, fuck. It's really small, man.
It's
so fucking small, bro. God. Nah, it's like a good 3.5. 3.5, 4.5 gang, bro.
Are you a grower or are you a shower?
I think I'm a grower and I got that anteater gang. I'm part of the anteater gang, yeah.
Does your dick look like it has a cold?
Bro, my shit looks like it has a turtleneck on. Yeah. You know, it does all right, bro. It does all right, you know?
It's like
looking like the turtle from
sometimes
Rocko's
it works,
Modern
sometimes
Life.
It doesn't.
Like Steve Jobs, he used to wear a lot of turtlenecks.
That's the Ashton Kutcher one? Or
my Ashton Kutcher dick?
The Ashton Kutcher dick, bro.
My Kushy dick.
The Mila Kunis dick.
did they get canceled?
Like they were getting mad shit on because they were defending fucking Danny Masterson or something.
And writing
like
letters to the judge to let him go free, to not put him in jail after he raped those women.
The 70s show is really good, but that's
not. Oh my God.
I used to watch that shit a lot, but fuck, he just grew up and did some dumb shit.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, he's a Scientologist too.
He's
bro.
A Scientologist, bro. Yeah. Like Tito. Holy shit. Tito's not a Scientologist. But don't yeah, love it. You guys.
Love you.
Bye.